welcome back to the Lazy Parenting Podcast. All this week, we are talking about how do you get your kids to listen to you? And if you have not yet listened to parts one and part two, I recommend stopping this podcast and going back and listening to those first, because we talk about connection and we talk about comprehension. Today's piece, we're going to talk about the actual words you're using with your kids to make sure that they do comprehend what you're saying and are able to do what it is that you're asking of them. Hello, and welcome to the Lazy Parenting Podcast, hosted by me, Stephanie Kennedy, the self-proclaimed OG lazy parent. Every week, we're going to dive deep into the concept and methodology of lazy parenting, and I'll share all of my tips and tricks and strategies to help support you in this crazy journey of parenting that we are all on. So listen in, implement the strategies, and watch as your children become more independent, more capable, more self-reliant in all of their things. You'll be amazed as you watch their confidence grow and they become happy, joyful, kind, empathetic, young adults ready to head off on their own, living their true purpose. Sounds exciting, right? So let's go. Let's all become lazy parents. Okay, we are probably all guilty of this, and that is using too many words or too many instructions when we are asking something from our children. Now, if you are lucky enough to have your child in a preschool or a daycare when they're little, lucky meaning you get to see how other adults interact with your child. These wonderful humans are usually the top of their field and excellent at what they do and know how to get little ones to listen. If you ever watch them, they use short sentences, they use short requests, and then they stack those requests one upon another. So for example, if I wanted the following to happen, I need my kid to clean up their toys, I need them to go wash their hands, I need them to come and sit at the dinner table. So there's like at least three asks in that sentence. Well, what we're going to do with our child is when we're going to go into the room where they are, we're going to connect with them by getting down on their level, looking them in the eye, and then we're going to be very clear in what our requests are. Now, some kids are really good with this. They can take three or four pieces and follow all of those. My kids were not so great at this, and it really was about one thing at a time. Okay, can you please put your cars away? Let me know when that's done. And then it was, okay, can you please go wash your hands? And then, okay, can you please come sit at the dinner table? Like, it literally was breaking the three things down into single steps that if I ever tried to give them a whole bunch of things, they would either forget and get distracted after step one, or not even make it to step one and get distracted on the way, or just, it reinforced this idea that they didn't have to listen to everything I was saying, right? And we want to get away from those behaviors where we're actually reinforcing the behavior we don't want, which is them not listening to us. We want to reinforce and praise and give them total credit when they listen and do what we ask them. So the shorter you can keep those commands, the quicker you can give positive reinforcement when they do it right away, then you're going to see more of those things. My number one parenting strategy is always to praise the behavior you want to see rather than scold them for the behavior you don't want to see. We want to talk about being positive with them and catching them doing good at any moment possible. So that's today. Today is shorten your speech, use short phrases with your children, depending on how old they are. I'm talking obviously about littler ones. But again, with your teens, if there's something you want from them, use short, not long tirades or long explanations about why or who or how. Just keep it short, simple, and sweet. And then reinforce by giving them positive reinforcement right away, positive affirmation. Give them the praise that they need and want when they do what you ask the first time. There you go. Tomorrow, we're going to wrap this up by talking about the final step in how to get your kids to listen to you. See you then. Hey, thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you are loving the episodes, please be sure to click on the podcast episode and give me a rating. Give me that 5-star rating, write a review, tell me which episode has been your favorite so far. That really helps get the podcast out there so more parents can get on the lazy parenting bandwagon and make a difference and have a more chaos-free and yell-free home. Happier, healthier homes for their kids. As well, if you're interested in following along with my journey, come see me over on Instagram. @lazyparenting is my Instagram handle. That's where you can find all of the ups and downs and the things that we're going through and where I share more tips and tricks. As well, I share daily tips on TikTok. So I'll see you over on the other platforms. Thanks again for listening.